So, your organization proudly announces a shiny new equality, diversity, and inclusion policy. The words are perfect, the intent is there, yet, deep down, results barely budge. Why? Welcome to EDI Unplugged, where we analyze and get real about what true inclusivity looks like. I'm Ashley, and today, we're cutting through the fluff, why EDI policies often fall short, and what firms should be doing instead. Over the next few minutes, I'll break down where policies go off track, explore who drafts them and why that matters, and give you actionable steps to turn intent into impact. Ever wondered if your EDI policy is just a paper shield? Or how compliance and culture can clash? Grab a cuppa, because by the end you'll see why ticking boxes won't fix bias, and you'll walk away ready to challenge the system. Let's dive in. Let's start with the most common trap compliance-shaped EDI policies. Now, you might be thinking, isn't following the law a good thing? Absolutely. But when the policy is just a showcase for regulatory duties, think of it like fire drill posters stuck on every wall, it becomes more about protection than progress. Paper control is the technical term. Imagine a seatbelt that looks secure but snaps under pressure. The Solicitors Regulation Authority says treat people fairly, but doesn't tell you how to create real inclusion. So what happens? We tick boxes, circulate statements, and hope for the best while the workplace culture quietly resists real change. Here's the conflict. Doing just enough to avoid trouble, but not enough to move the needle on lived experience. Have you ever seen a policy that's full of bold claims, zero tolerance, or commitment to diversity, but lacks the nitty-gritty details? That's the curse of policies that are high-level but not operational. If you're a manager, how do you apply these generalized statements to real problems? For example, when divvying up client exposure or evaluating performance, where's the guidance? This is where the concept of decision points comes in, much like signposts at a crossroads. Without them, even the best intentions get lost. Research calls these symbolic programs initiatives that look good for PR but don't change day-to-day outcomes. Practicality is king. Otherwise, your EDI policy is a beautiful map of a territory no one's actually walked. Let's take a closer look at the difference between representation and progression. It's easy to count how many women or people of skin colour start in junior roles, but what about who moves up? You know, it's like a football team that recruits star players but never lets them out of the locker room. The Law Society's numbers show that while diversity is improving on the surface, senior positions and partnership tracks still have glaring gaps. The technical term here is attrition, which basically means people dropping out along the way. If your EDI policy doesn't tie into promotion, mentorship, and high-value assignments, you're just window dressing. Now, some may argue, at least we're hiring diverse talent. But if you don't fix the widen the pipeline, you're not fixing the problem. Ever wonder why some colleagues never speak up about bias or bullying? That's where psychological safety comes in, a climate where people believe it's safe to raise concerns. Picture it like the difference between a padded landing and a concrete floor. Both look supportive, but only one prevents injury. Policies might encourage reporting, but if staff fear retaliation or think nothing will change, those words are empty. The Equality and Human Rights Commission calls this gap the reporting confidence problem. Without genuine leadership, clear reporting routes, and early intervention, issues stay invisible. It's not enough to say our door is open if people worry that walking through it will slam their career shut. So, how safe do your people really feel? Let's pause and ask, how do we know if an EDI policy is working? Too often, firms point to easy metrics like the number of training sessions completed or policies published. But is that real progress? It's the difference between counting gym memberships and measuring actual fitness. The technical term lived experience indicators means tracking how things feel and function day to day, pay gaps, attrition rates, time to promotion, and real work allocation. Now, someone might argue, but we've published our gender pay gap. Yet, if feedback loops aren't built in where data drives change, not just compliance, you're not improving outcomes. What gets measured gets managed, but only if you're measuring what matters. Now, let's get to the heart of the issue. Who actually drafts these EDI policies? In many organizations, it's a small group, HR, compliance, maybe senior management, often with help from consultants. They might know the law, but do they know the lived reality? Imagine engineers designing a playground without ever asking children how they want to play. When people closest to risk write the rules, defensibility trumps practicality. but those who faced exclusion junior lawyers, the disabled carers, spot the cracks in the system. Research shows policies have real punch when co-drafted with, not just for those they affect. Embedding responsibility means moving from done to built with. If you've never involved minoritised groups from the ground up, it's time to look in the mirror and ask, are we missing the mark? Let's wrap with what you need to take away if you want EDI policy to matter. First, remember, a legally sound document isn't enough change depends on embedding EDI into the operational bloodstream. Second, practical ownership at every level beats top-down declarations. Third, measurement must go beyond box-ticking to capture lived experience. Here's your action step. Involve the people your policy is meant to benefit, a true co-drafting approach. Think about how you can hardwire inclusion into performance reviews and client teams. Want your EDI policy to be more than a comfort blanket? Start today by mapping one policy point to an actual decision, then ask those it impacts. Share your thoughts, subscribe for more deconstructions, and let's keep raising the bar on what EDI can and should be. Thanks for listening.